Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I had just finished moving into my new house. An old tiny two-bedroom, one bath. Aside from having a friend helping with furniture, I spent the entire day moving boxes by myself. Naturally, I was exhausted, way too tired to bother making my bed, so I plopped down onto the couch and quickly began fading off to sleep. However, I was disturbed by the doorbell. It was nighttime, but not that late, so I didn't want to be rude and ignore my new neighbors. When I opened the door, I was met with a woman. She could have been in her 30s or 50s, as she was sagging skin and frail bones, like she hadn't had a bite of food in months. Her hair, while messy, was a strikingly bright blonde, and her eyes were an equally piercing blue. Beyond her physical appearance, she had this unnerving aura. The second I saw her, my heart skipped a beat. Perhaps if she'd been healthier and cleaner, I would have been instantly attracted to her. But instead...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Her presence set alarms off in my brain. Maybe I knew subconsciously that her toothy smile was a blatant lie, or that her eyes were devoid of any warmth that should have been there. As she opened her mouth to speak, I couldn't understand what she was saying at first. My mind was focused elsewhere, on the pungent smell of dry hunger on her breath. Her eyes had dipped down as she spoke, and for some reason, it made me think she was sizing me up for her next meal. Once I finally registered her words, I realized she said, "You must be the new neighbor," in a crackling yet alluring voice. I stuttered as I replied that I was. Then she said that she noticed I had moved in alone. I tried to think back if I had seen her among the people in the neighborhood earlier, but I couldn't remember anyone who looked remotely like her. Despite the creeps I was getting, I didn't think she posed a threat, given that I was a foot taller and probably had 100 pounds on her, so I kept the door open for a short conversation. She asked if I had plans to get a roommate for my second bedroom, but I explained I was going to use it more like an office. This made her frown. Then she said, "Well, isn't that lonely?" I answered no because I like to live alone. That's when the woman stepped through the doorway uninvited, placed one hand on my chest, and wrapped another around my waist. Then she whispered, "If you'd like to change your mind, I can keep you company tonight." Her words sent a chill down the length of my spine and split my brain in two. Thankfully, I chose reason. Without saying a word, I took her hands off me and pushed her out the door, slamming it in her face. I waited for her to ring the bell again, to start banging on the door and scream that I was a pig, but there was nothing from the other side of the threshold but deafening silence. Maybe 10 seconds later, I looked through the peephole. She was gone, but I hadn't seen her leave. It was like she vanished. I was freaked the hell out. Was this going to be a recurring thing? What kind of sicko swinger neighborhood had I just moved into? Maybe she was homeless and desperate. I didn't know, but it was one of those encounters that made me wish I had a cabinet full of liquor and a fridge full of beer. With nothing in the house to calm me down, I just had to hope that I was exhausted enough to pass out on my own. I laid on the couch again, and after a little while of tossing and turning, I did manage to fall asleep. There, I fell into a strange and vivid dream. Without covers, wearing only the clothes I had moved in, I felt cold. This coldness was alleviated by a warm, comforting entity crawling up into my arms and settling into my grasp. It was like a loyal dog or loving companion came to bed. At first, I welcomed this dream, but then it soured. The entity would not lie still. It squirmed and writhed, scratching at my stomach, like it was trying to dig ever deeper for more comfort. I wanted out. I opened my eyes and saw the most horrifying sight of my life. The woman from the door was lying with me. I wanted to scream and shove her across the room, but I couldn't move. It was like sleep paralysis, and she was my demon. She was clawing at my stomach, tearing through my skin. I thought she would rip me open at any moment. Finally, I shot awake, but then I realized it had never been a dream. She was really there. I broke free and jumped off the couch. She fell when I went out from under her, hitting the floor hard. Then she looked up at me and let out an ear-piercing scream. I could only scream back like a panicking wild animal. I was ready to fight her, to break every brittle bone in her body. She'd shot me full of adrenaline, and I think even in her crazed state, she knew this. After looking at me for a second, she bolted. I went after her, watching as she climbed out an open window. I hadn't even checked if everything was locked yet because I had just moved in, and that had given her the entry she needed. I slammed the window shut, then checked the locks and everything in the house. Gradually, the adrenaline wore off and I began to feel the pain in my abdomen. I looked down to see dozens of deep, jagged cuts from her fingernails. I called 911 to report the incident to the police and have my wounds treated. The police said the description I gave matched that of a criminally insane woman who had recently escaped from a nearby mental hospital. I had no idea there was such a facility in the area. I never heard anything about her after that, whether she was caught or still roams the streets. I think about her almost every night. Sometimes, it makes me want to sell the house and move as far away as possible.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A long time ago, I worked at Chuck E. Cheese. Yes, I was the rat. The complete stranger in the suit that parents let roam around and interact with their kids. However, this isn't a confession of some creepy shit I did decades ago, but something that happened to me. To be honest, I can't say there was ever a pleasant moment wearing that suit. The other 40 minutes out of the hour were usually spent washing dishes, taking out the trash, or doing some other menial task. Beyond that, the horde of kids was an absolute nightmare to deal with. Anyway, I have something much more specific to talk about. I was in the suit one day going through the arcade when I noticed something out of the corner of my eye. I didn't have good peripheral vision in the mask, but I could see that there were two people staring at me. At that time, I couldn't even tell who they were to each other, but they seemed anxious about something, as they were fidgeting and shifting around. I soon moved on from that area, but I couldn't get away from them. Every time I stopped in a new spot and looked around, I'd catch a glimpse of those two weirdos staring at me while picking at themselves. They were obviously following me, but I couldn't recognize a single kid that was with me the entire time that they might be watching. Admittedly, a little freaked out, I tried to ignore them. I was walking toward the entrance to the changing room, but then they got in my way. They literally blocked the entryway, and now, since they were front and center, I finally got a good look at them, a sight that made me wish I didn't have eyes. The man towered over me, standing at least 6'2", with roided out muscles bulging through his skin. The woman was barely over 4 feet tall, skinny as hell, with sunken eyes and sagging skin. Despite the fact she was obviously much older, she was dressed in frilly pink girls' clothes, which looked like they'd been fished out of a dumpster. There was a rule that no adult could enter the play area without being accompanied by a child, so I had no idea which one of my lazy-ass coworkers let this 40-year-old drug addict pass for a kid, but I was sure about to tear them a new one. The first thing the guy said was, "Hey man, how much for the suit?" I told him it wasn't for sale, but then he just flat out asked me to let him put it on. I declined once more, only for his face to instantly swell up and turn beet red. I thought he was about to knock me out, but then the woman grabbed his arm, looked at me with the most horrendous attempt at puppy dog eyes, and begged me to let her daddy wear the suit. Now, I knew exactly what kind of effed up shit these people wanted the suit for, and it made me want to throw up in it. Just then, a manager came up and asked what was going on. I simply pointed to the woman, and the manager knew instantly they had snuck in without a kid, so he escorted them out. Thinking the interaction was over, I went into the changing room and got out of the suit. After dabbing the sweat off my body and chugging some ice water, I rushed out the back door for a smoke break before anyone could tell me to do something. I was standing out there by myself, leaning back against the wall, when I see two people round the corner. I instantly knew it was those two crackheads trying to find me, so I flicked my cigarette and turned back to go inside. But then I realized I had locked myself out. The door was always set to lock itself from the inside, and I'd forgotten to prop it open because I was so exhausted. Panicking, I started pounding on the door, hoping someone would hear me and open the door in time. A few seconds later, I saw that the freaks were running toward me. I turned to haul ass, but then the second guy screamed, "You should have given me the suit." The next thing I knew, he plowed into me and put me in a chokehold. I was totally powerless, only able to watch as that demonic little woman pulled out a switchblade and pressed it against my stomach. They kept asking me to take them to the suit, but I told them I couldn't because the door was locked. Just as I said that, the door opened, and one of my coworkers came out to see what was happening. The look on their face was pure shock as they froze solid. The psycho bitch screamed at them to get the Chucky suit and give it to them. The poor idiot stammered and stalled, causing the woman to start pushing the knife into my stomach. As soon as I felt it pierce the skin, I screamed at the top of my lungs, "Just go get it, goddammit." A minute later, three or four of my coworkers came out with different pieces of the suit, all of them looking like deer in headlights. The pieces were all dropped in the ground. Then I was thrown back. When I caught my breath and looked up, the psychos were running off with the suit. They got what they wanted, but at least it was over. I only had a shallow wound from the knife, but I did lose my job. Apparently, that stupid suit cost thousands of dollars, and the managers held me responsible for getting it stolen. Good riddance to it anyway. It always smelled like ass. Unfortunately, that has left me with the unwanted thought of, what did those two do with the suit? I've given it far too much thought over the years. At best, they kept it for some sickening sexual fantasy. But at worst, they might have used it to try and lure the vulnerable and innocent into a trap. This is a true story from when I was 11 years old. I was hanging out with my friend at a huge park complex that had playgrounds, stores, restaurants, and even places that taught classes on different activities and martial arts. Our parents had dropped us off there, planning to pick us up at 9 p.m. At 8, my friend had a dance class, so I decided to go to my twin brother, who was elsewhere in the park with one of his friends. As I was running over to him, I lost my breath and decided to duck into a shop that had AC, which turned out to be a place that taught painting lessons. The moment I entered, an old man walked up to me. He was wearing a white shirt with marker stains on it, so I figured he was the owner. With a crooked forced smile, he said to me, "Want to watch me paint?" As a kid, I didn't know how to say no, so I said sure. We sat at a table where he had a canvas set up with a creepy drawing of what looked like a baby. Then he gave me his phone and told me to record him.
"What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino."
So I did. For 20 eternal, awkward minutes, I sat quietly and watched him paint. There wasn't a single other person in the shop. It was just me and him. And I kept wondering why nobody was coming in. Over time, I got thirsty, so I timidly asked him for water. That was the first thing I'd said since we sat down. And as soon as I said it, his mood shifted. He gave me that same crooked smile, only more exaggerated, Then he got up and brought water for both of us. When he sat back down, he took his phone back and started asking me questions, now ignoring the painting, just entirely focused on me. He asked what school I went to, but I gave him the name of my old school since I had just switched. Next, he asked if I lived in the area. I lied and said that I didn't, but I had no clue if I was convincing. Then, he asked me if I had an Instagram, and if he could follow it. I knew something was wrong with the conversation, but I was too young and shy to know how to get out of it. Luckily, I gave him my fake account that didn't have any posts on it. I had become extremely uncomfortable, so I decided to call my mom. The trouble was, my phone died on the way to the mall, so I left it in the car. I did have my mom's number memorized, but I was still forced to ask the old man if I could use his phone to call her. In a mere second, the man's face changed. The fake smile was gone, replaced by a very real frown. He barked at me to go outside, saying he would call her out there. Scared by him raising his voice, but thinking I would finally get out of the situation, I did what he said. By then it was almost 9 p.m., and the park was emptying out. I got outside, waiting for the old man to follow me and pull out his phone. But the moment the door closed, he grabbed me by my wrist and pulled me into the alley right by the shop. I tried to scream, but he had his hand over my mouth, pushing my head back against the concrete wall. I cried silently, wondering if I was about to die. The man bent down and told me face to face that if I wanted to live, I had to do as he said. I nodded frantically. Then he told me to stay quiet and follow him deeper into the alley, rounding a corner where we weren't visible from the park. Behind the shop, he grabbed a rope that was tied around a dead tree, first tying it around my mouth, then my arms and legs. Then, he left me there and entered the shop through the back door. I didn't know what he could possibly be getting, but I knew it wouldn't be long until he would be back. The second I was alone, my mind entered overdrive. Like the fact he was no longer in my sight finally allowed me to think clearly. I remembered how I used to play kidnapper with my cousin and brother. Since I was the girl, I was usually the one that got captured. Because my cousin was freakishly good at tying knots, I had learned how to get out of even the toughest ones. It took a terrifyingly long time, but I managed to free my hands and legs. Then barely freed my mouth as the man came out the back door. He dropped all his stuff and sprinted towards me as he saw me out of the row. I ran for my life, weaving through the remaining crowds of the park until I found my brother. The man was long gone, and my mind was already trying to convince itself the whole thing was just a dream, something I made up. When my brother asked me why I was freaking out, I just kept saying it was nothing. My friend met up with us soon after. Then my mom arrived and took us all home. I wanted to, but I was too scared. It's just one of those irrational things a kid does sometimes, I guess. I tried forgetting about it. I almost did. About a month later, I went to the mall again. This time, I saw something that completely broke me. We passed by the same shop, and when I glanced inside, I saw the old man sitting with another girl my age who was clearly uncomfortable. I looked away immediately and put that image in the vault before I could even process it. I know it's terrible, but I repressed the memory entirely until very recently. I feel very guilty that I got out of that situation, only to leave the trap there for someone else. When I went back to that park years after it happened, the shop and the man were gone, replaced. I have no idea if he ever succeeded in doing whatever he planned with me. But I hope to God he didn't. I had just turned 25 when I finally took the trip to California that I'd been planning for months. I was traveling from the Dominican Republic, so I had two layovers and was primarily traveling overnight. The short flight into Miami was fine, but it was during my two-hour layover there that I first encountered problems. While I was waiting for my plane to Colorado to arrive, I noticed a suspicious man sitting in the row of seats across from me. He was dressed in dark clothes that covered most of his skin. His hat was tilted down, covering his eyes, and he was holding his phone outward as if he was filming. I couldn't think of any other reason why he would be holding his phone like that, but it was extremely crowded, so I figured it was unlikely that I was the focus. I just hoped we didn't get seated near each other. Unfortunately, luck was not on my side. I was seated next to the aisle in the very last row, and he was sitting by the window on the other side of the aisle. That meant only two chairs separated us, but when the plane finished boarding, the middle seat remained unoccupied, so there was only one person between us. Shortly after, the plane took off. Then about an hour into the flight, I noticed that the man had pulled out his phone and was turned to the side, facing me. Realizing at this point he had to be filming me, I shot him a nasty look, but it didn't seem to do anything. He just kept on pointing his phone at me, and the person sitting between us was completely unaware. I wasn't sure what else to do but call for a flight attendant. When one of the women came over, I explained that the man by the window was recording me. She turned to look at the man, who was still blatantly recording, and asked him to stop. She managed to get him to put his phone away, but literally as soon as she walked away, he took it back out. I was finally angry enough to ask him point blank why he was filming me. He simply said in a thick Russian accent, "Because you're beautiful." I told him to stop as he had no right to film me without my consent, but he just shook his head and said, "No, no, it's okay." I couldn't believe him. Who did he think he was? Who did he think I was? Clearly there was no stopping him as long as he had a clear view. So I asked the person by the window seat on my side if we could switch. He'd been listening to the entire interaction, so he agreed. He was heavier set, so his gut blocked the creep from being able to get a good shot of me. A little later, the cabin lights were turned down, so people could get some sleep since it was almost midnight. With the help of darkness, I felt like it was finally over with. So I also settled in for a nap, but I soon realized I was not going to get comfortable unless I got up to use the bathroom. Since we were at the back of the plane, the bathrooms were literally right there. Both were unoccupied, so I took the closest one. I'm not kidding when I say the second my ass touched the toilet seat, someone tried to open the door. They kept shaking it like they were trying to break the lock. I hurried to cover myself up. But then I heard a flight attendant tell the person that the lavatory was occupied. Then they responded by playing dumb in that same Russian accent, confirming what I already thought. That the creep from before was trying to film me in the bathroom. I was in disbelief. What a sicko. I couldn't relax for a moment the rest of the flight. When the plane landed, I rushed to get away from it. My next flight was scheduled 3 hours later, but on the opposite side of the terminal, so I hurried over there anyway. I put my bags down next to someone and asked them to watch my stuff for a moment while I went to the bathroom, as I was never able to actually go on the plane. They agreed. Then I basically ran into the bathroom. Surprisingly, there was nobody in there except for a few occupied stalls, only because it was the middle of the night. I sat down in a stall and finally relieved myself, but it only lasted about 10 seconds before I heard a woman's voice loudly yell out, "Hey, stop that." I looked up and saw a phone peeking over the stall door. It was the same one from the plane. That pervert had followed me across the airport and into the bathroom. I screamed in shock, trying to cover myself up. The phone quickly disappeared behind the door. Then I got up and put my pants back on as quickly as possible, ready to kill that piece of shit. But when I got out, he was gone. The woman who walked in on him apologized, saying he ran past her. I felt so violated. I was completely exposed and vulnerable for a significant moment there, and he captured all of it. I wanted to rip my skin off. Tracking down security, I told them the whole story. They said they would look for him, but since he seemed to be already long gone, there was little they could do. It took everything in me not to cry the entire time I was waiting for my next flight.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I felt trapped in that airport. All I wanted to do was go home, but I refused to let my trip get ruined before it even started. When I made it to LA, I was almost able to forget about what happened. But every time I had a second of quiet, I remember. Even now, months later, I can't stop thinking about it. It makes me sick to my stomach to think that creep is still out there, exposing other women.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.